We ready to believe that this sin and confession habit that Laodiceans have developed is unacceptable in this hour? That's the present truth that Adventism needs to hear. And it needs to hear it soon, because these final events come suddenly, unexpectedly, and as an overwhelming surprise. Brothers and sisters, Sister White's clear that if we, and the Bible is clear, that if we will enter into this covenant, the power is available. It's the time when the man with the dirt brush, the present truth, is going to begin sweeping away the rubbish. We'll close with this from Testimonies, Volume 4, page 89. I was pointed to the providence of God among His people and was shown that every trial made by the refining, purifying process upon professed Christian proves some to be dross. The fine gold does not always appear. In every religious crisis, some fall under temptation. The shaking of God blows away the multitudes like dry leaves. Prosperity multiplies a mass of professors. Adversity purges them out of the church. As a class, their spirits are not steadfast with God. They go out from us because they are not of us. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, many are offended. And I would have you note in that passage that the man with the dirt brush brushes the rubbish out and they leave on the wind. And here we're told that this shaking is what sends away the dry leaves. Brothers and sisters, it's time for the shaking to accomplish its purpose. It's time for, in our individual experience, that the rubbish and error is removed, that we might come to the Lord and gather with Him and His other faithful people, no matter where they are, in unity of truth. Because it's the time period now when God intends to bring those other sheep in Babylon unto Himself, that this controversy can be finished and we can go home. And the call to us today is to arise and shine. For the light has come that will allow us, empower us to have this experience.